Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, welcome to What Does the Word Say, a production of DMC Ministries. Our job is to help you make the Word of God real. We want you to be dynamic, motivated, and Christ-like. We also want you to be humble in your blessings and learn the Word of God and be able to apply it to your life. We just want to thank you for joining us today. This is kind of a bizarre set of circumstances on today's show. Because I'm in the hospital, hallelujah, praise God. The doctors have been working on me for the last week and a half or so, and things are looking better, but praise the Lord, that's where we're at. But nevertheless, we missed last week, we're not going to miss this week. Make sure you get a chance to check out our website at www.dmcministries.net. There you can look at every issue of our Progressive Walk newsletter. And then we also have DVDs, CVDs, podcasts, and more that are there just for you. So if we can be of service to you at any time, don't hesitate to call us at 804-909-7339 or email us at dmc@dmcministries.net. Hallelujah. All right, this morning we're going to talk about, I think we're still in the book of John, waiting for Pastor Kasiri to show up. I believe that he will. And we are going to talk about John chapter 18. So, you know, if you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and open those up to John chapter 18, and we're going to begin breaking the bread of the Word of Life. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to be here in your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you love us first, and therefore we can love you. We thank you, Lord, that you're a good God, a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, that you have the plans and the purposes of God ordained in our lives from before the beginning of time, and you're faithful and just to bring them to pass. We also thank you, Lord, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you have promised to deliver us out of them all. So we are prophesied, decreeing, and declaring that right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, for your guidance, for your leadership, for the plan that you have for our life. And we know, Lord, that once you have begun a work, you are faithful to finish that work. So praise God. Amen. Thank you. And we're going to get started here in the book of John. As soon as I can get my Bible out of my bag here. I hope you folks had a good Thanksgiving. Even though I was a little under the weather, I still had a good one. I had to do fellowship with family and friends. And that's always a good time to be had. Amen. All right, we're starting John chapter 18. Let me just check to make sure that we're on the right place here. Let's see. Yes, John chapter 18. Now, kind of as a follow-up, you know, last couple of weeks we talked about John 17, where Jesus was in the garden, and he was preparing himself to go. And he prayed three prayers. He prayed for himself, he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for you and me. And so that's pretty cool. Amen. He loves us. He knows us. And he desires to pray for us. And so we know that Jesus always sits at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for him, for us, or to him. And that power of the Holy Ghost that's out there in this world is really something to behold. and enables us to be courageous and dynamic warriors for God. Let's look at chapter 18, verse 1. It says, when Jesus had spoken these things, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden which he met and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew this place, for Jesus often had met them there with his disciples. And then Judas, having retrieved a detachment of troops and officers of the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with many lanterns, torches, and weapons. I want to stop right there just for a second and make an interesting point that I wonder about this sometimes. There's a when he talks about having troops and other officers of the chief priests and Pharisees. So that would be, you know, like soldiers that are assigned to church. And so, you know, we always talk about over here in the United States, everybody's a big brouhaha about it right now, about freedom of religion and separation of church and state and all that kind of foolishness, and that's exactly what it is. But we're not going to get into all the history of that particular time, but this church over there actually had soldiers. And so those soldiers were willing to carry out the bidding of the priest and the higher ups, if you will, Sadducees and the Pharisees, hallelujah. And so they really had some interesting power that you don't see usually in a lot of different churches. Okay, in verse 4 it says, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and only said to them, where are you seeking? Whom are you seeking? And so then answered him, he said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said to them, well, I am he. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with him. And now when they had said this to him, I am he, he drew back, if you will, if I read correctly, he drew back. He drew back. It's crazy. He drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked him again, whom are you seeking? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered and said, I have told you that I am he. Whoever, therefore, if you seek me, then let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spoke of those whom you gave me, I have lost none. And so that goes right back to chapter 17. We were talking about that last time. Was that the fact that these guys are interconnected with each other? Jesus is the supreme commander of the army of God. And it doesn't really make any difference what the devil does because he can't win. He's already lost. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's see what we got here now. We got verse 9 says that when the saying might be fulfilled that he spoke of those whom you gave me, I have lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus, and so Jesus said to Peter, put your sword away into your sheath. Shall I drink the cup which my Father has given me? And so then the detachment of the troops and the, the detachment of troops and the officers of the Jews, arrested Jesus and bound him. And they then led him away to Annas first for the Glory, have mercy. And the captain of the troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him and bound him, and they took him to away and Annas first, then he was the father-in-law of the Caiaphas, who was the high priest of that year. Now, it was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus and said, did another disciple now that did another disciple, glory be to God. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside, and there the other disciples who were known to the high priest were not out and spoke to her, and kept the door, and Peter brought Peter in. Verse 17 says, then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, you are not also one of this man's advisors, and are you? And he said, I am not. Now, isn't that amazing? Just a few scriptures ago, Peter said, look, I'll deny you I'll support you to the death. Wherever you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. Let's take a trip. And yet, there in this, as Jesus said, you know, before the cock crew three times, he was going to deny him three times. So right before the cock drew midnight, he was going to deny him three times. So, praise God. I just love the Word of God, man. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. It tells you the truth, and you can live your whole entire life by it, and it will never leave you or forsake you, and it'll never defeat you. And that's what it's all about. Amen. All right, let's see what we got next here. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Amen. All right, we've got hang on just a second, folks. This is a rough broadcast today, but we're gonna make it through. Amen. When we get through, we're gonna learn something. That's what I like. All right, here we go. Let's see, verse 19. So then the high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him and said, I spoke openly to the whole world, and always taught in synagogues. And in the temple there with the Jews also always met, and in secret I have said nothing. Well, what do you want to ask me for, or ask those who have heard me what I have said to them? Then indeed you'll know what I said. See, this is one of the things about people that really don't care about learning about the Bible, just because they want to believe what they want to believe, and use the convenience, if you will, of ignorance, because that's exactly what it is, to enable them not to have to be, enable them not to have to read and study the Word. But the problem is, you know, you're going to be held accountable for it. You're going to answer for why, you know, you did the things that you did, and and all of these other things. The tenor of your heart is going to ask you. The first question is going to ask you is, what did you do with my son? And so if you don't know him, if you don't take time to read your word, if you don't take time to study to show yourself approved, then you're going to have some problems because you're not going to be able to answer those tough questions. And then you're not going to be able to effectively, if you will, utilize all of the resources available for you in the kingdom. And I don't know about you, but I like having resources. Amen? Amen. All right, let's see. We're going to start here in verse 21. 22. And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest that way?" Wow, that's a bold man right there. Jesus answered and said, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas said to him, sent him bound to the Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said of him, "You're not also one of those disciples, are you?" And he denied it, and he said, "No, I am not." And then one of the servants of the high priest, of a relative of him, whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Oh, yeah, did I not see you in the garden with him?" And Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed, and then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was, hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, come on now, can you turn my page? What happens when you have new pages? I gotta get these worn out so like the rest of them I've got. Amen. Early morning, but they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went over out and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Verse 30 says, he answered and said to him, would not have delivered him up to him. I'm sorry, let's go back here. It says, then answered you and said to him, "If you were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Hallelujah. So these guys are really, they're really messing up big time. But it's okay. It's all going to work out in the end, thank God. Verse 31 says, then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, and it was not lawful for us to put anyone to death, and the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he says so significantly by him, what death would he die? He would die. Then Pilate entered the peace praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered and said, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or are others telling you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priest have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. It is my kingdom were of this world, the servants would fight so that I should not have to be delivered to you, to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate answered, therefore said to him, "You are a king then." Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I might bear witness to the truth. Everyone is everyone who is of the truth can say, well, here's my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This thing is moving right along here. Praise God. All right. Pilate said to him, what is truth? And when he had said these things, he went out again to Jesus, or to the Jews, and said to them, I find no fault in this man. And but you have a custom that I should release someone to you for your Passover. So who would you like it to be? And he said, would you like me to release to you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried and began saying, not this man of not, but Barabbas, because now Barabbas was a robber. Hallelujah. And that's the end of chapter 18. But folks, I think we're going to stop right there for today. My voice is not in perfect song as it most normally is, and I don't like that. So I want to make sure that in doing these podcasts, these broadcasts, that we're able to do them and do them efficiently and make sure we give you the very best information possible. So we're going to call it a day today, and next week, if everything works out all right, which we believe that it will, we'll be back at the same time, 10 o'clock, same www.blogtalkradio.com/DMC2, and we may even go back through this chapter again and I'll bring out some more highlights for you. So we just want to thank you for everything that you do. Praise you for serving the Lord. He loves you. We love you. If there's anything we can do for you, give us a call at 804-909-7339 or email us at dnc@dncministries.net, and we'll be glad to handle whatever your needs are, because we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you that you are blessed, anointed, and appointed in the name of Jesus.
Do you eat anything?
Oh, so that's what I'm getting nauseous.
Yeah, you got your insulin, so you got to sit up and eat. I mean, you do something for nausea, but you got to eat, okay?
All right.
You finish your show?
Yeah, I could for today. Easy one hour. Let's see how that is.
Yeah. All right, let me use some pronouns you can eat, okay? I'll be right back.
That is nasty. We just really lost the feel.
I bet. We'll have much of an appetite.
So I can figure out what even for him was not.
What did you say?
I said it's so hard to figure out what's good for him was not.
Yeah. I'll take your pressure to it, so I'll make sure that's not low and why you're feeling nauseous. I'm feeling it's your sugar because you got your insulin and didn't eat it, but...
Huh?
That didn't take great.
Use the thumbs.
You had like indigestion, yeah.
Oh, boy.
What is 4 over 17?
That's right on.
Where you, about where you've been?
Yeah.
All right. Let me grab you some. Did you do some juice or something like that?
Oh, God, no. Throw all over the place. I really drink juice.
You rarely drink juice?
Rarely. I used to drink a glass of apple juice a day because I found out it was too much sugar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right. Let me get your
the weirdest thing, man.
What's that?
I don't understand why my blood sugar was always over 200 after lunch, or right at lunch.
Yeah.
That's what it is now?
That's what it is right now, yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I'm like,
yeah, I'm glad it, I don't think you're feeling sick because you hadn't eaten and gotten all that
food.
No. I'm glad about your sugar.
Rarely, I have to worry about being low.
Yeah.
Now, I have. I was over in Africa 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I miscalculated on my insulin dose. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, God. I forgot. Yeah, the whole aneurysm.
Yeah.
Low sugar.
Sugar was low, yeah.
I went in and got me some pineapple juice, fresh pineapple juice.
Okay.
Whew, fixed me right up.
Yeah.
Delicious. And the other night, I think it was probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, I did the same thing. That's only two times I know that I've done it.
Yeah,
where's
your
shot?
Yeah.
Usually I'm concerned about the other ones.
Yeah, I'm going too high.
It said that my eyes are going crazy. And my blood sugar was almost 600.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's only affects you. All right, well, we're going to come back when it comes. I'm kind of thinking you did your wash up, but it kind of feels like I don't want to be pulling you around and all that.
I know. I guess I need to eat what I'm going to eat here, and I think I got to take a poop.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready to pick you up.
It would be ridiculous to clean me up and then.
Yeah.
You know, give me.
I'm cleaning it back.
I don't know. What time? What's your schedule look like today?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Probably getting another patient at some point, but we can plan something, but it's always with the.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see what's going on at the time. What are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was almost 11.
Mm-hmm.
That noon path was almost should have.
Okay. Yeah, just when you're ready to have a bowel movement, let me know. On the pan, and then maybe after when you get off, we can. Wash off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We'll see how it goes, though.
You ever had a chance to get a hold of a hospital
there? Yeah, I talked to her. She was going to try to come in this afternoon. But they're I know. It's a problem. They're so swamped. It's like hard for them to get in. I haven't had a chance to look at her note. It was a really brief conversation. She was in the middle of doing something. So I'll see if I can read her note.
I know I should do the things I know I should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
So, and I don't mean this for this, but I'm curious.
Sure.
When, I guess because they're so short staffed and everybody wants to have a consult,
mm-hmm.
is that the reason why, you know, so many threes, what's that? She told me Friday. Friday and Monday she's going to be here.
Yeah, I know she's going to try, but I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a business man. I have four businesses. That's all my customers. I try to get to them. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I would get to them.
Yeah.
They found somebody else who could guarantee it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess I am a captive audience. I can't go anywhere.
I know. It's the unfortunate circumstances. Yeah, I'm going to see what I can do. I have time now. I'll look at the notes and see what physical therapy says. What do you want? Do you want to sit up in the chair or do you want to get up and look out the window?
I'll sit on the side of the bed.
Okay. I mean, how capable are you in your own perception? How much strength do you have? Like, what were you doing before you came in?
Well, I was sitting a lot because my back was going. But
you were up and walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let me look at our new and so we can come up with a plan.
I guess all I'm going to do is try. Because you never know if you don't try.
Right.
You know, if I get up there and my feet didn't even have to hit the floor, so outside the bed.
Yeah.
If I feel dizzy or weak or, you know, I got a walker in here somewhere. There it is. I can put that right there. And then, you know, just maybe stand up and do some squats to keep legs moving.
Yeah.
That's one chance.
Okay. All right. Well, let me look at our note and then I hope we can come up with something.
All right. I knew you. You're awesome.
See you shortly.